The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey or a second tunic or sandals or a walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Christ urges the apostles today to set about their mission without delay, taking no money, no extra clothing, effectively just going with what they have on their backs. This is a big ask, to rely on God, to trust him with all their needs when he asks them to do his will in the world. And God asks the same of us. He asks us to go out to the entire world and prepare the way for him, just as he did the apostles. And he asks us to do this without delay, trusting that God will fill in for all of our shortcomings. "Oh, but I don't know enough about the gospel to share it." Doesn't matter. Christ will provide. "Oh, but what if they don't like what I'm sharing?" Doesn't matter. Christ will provide. "What if I just don't know the way? What if I don't know what to say?" Doesn't matter. Christ will provide. Throughout our lives, God is constantly putting people in our paths to evangelize. Yes, of course, we can do our best to prepare, but also keep in mind the apostles and how often our Lord says to them, "How little you understand." And yet, here he is in today's gospel asking them to go before him to prepare a path for him. My brothers and sisters, God asks us to share our faith, to prepare hearts to receive him. Do not be afraid. Trust that God will provide for your every need. The Spirit will give you the words and the heart to do it. All we have to do is trust that God will provide.